For the last 13 years, documentary photographer Sue Reynolds has been taking pictures of American Indian people in the Intermountain West.
I went to my first Native American powwow on the Flathead Reservation in Montana back in 2005. And when I walked in there to that dance arbor, I immediately felt very at home with those people, listening to the drums and watching all the ages, all the families dancing together during an intertribal dance. Was something that I just don't see here in the San Francisco Bay Area or in my travels around the country.
Over the years, she traveled, took photos, and collaborated with Native artists, such as Montana poet Vic Charlo. She also worked with two Native educators to organize all of it into material to be presented to elementary, middle, and high school students. Teachers can access it and use what they like for free. The Everyday Native website went online a few months ago.
Really meant to heal racism by building bridges of understanding between non-Native and Native American youth.
The website features Reynolds photos taken of Native people from Montana, Idaho, and other states. One photo on the homepage shows a young man from the Nez Perce tribe untangling a fishing net. Another shows a boy in North Dakota in his tribe's ceremonial garb.
And what it does is it gives non-Native teachers particularly stories, photographs that show students how life really is for their Native American neighbors on reservations. And so a lot of this content really is coming straight from Native people.
One of those Native people is Vic Charlo, a Bitterroot Salish poet from Dixon, Montana, who agreed to donate his poems when Reynolds told him about her project.
Well, what she likes about them is how I honor the tribal ways and acknowledging my life in two worlds. See, that's what's going on here. She is picking up on the two worlds that I live in.
Charlo says he has taught students himself from Head Start to college, and he's pleased that his work is being used to help young people. Reynolds says Everyday Native is geared to 4th through 12th grade students as a supplement to what teachers are already presenting in their classrooms.
It helps teachers enhance existing curriculum, whether it's in language arts or social studies. It could be U.S. history, Native American history, and art. Those are the key subject areas. And it's really something that teachers will use at any time to enrich those subjects while encouraging their students to explore and gain a more accurate and respectful understanding of Native American everyday life.
Reynolds says Everyday Native has received praise from members of the California State Assembly and from congressional members for helping to promote cross-cultural collaborations. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.